USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Arrangements have been made after the passing of Senator John McCain on Saturday. The Republican senator's body will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol on Wednesday, which is his birthday. There will be a memorial service at a North Phoenix church on Thursday. Then he'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol in Washington on Friday. And on Saturday, a private national memorial service will be held at the Washington National Cathedral. McCain will then be laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland. They're investigating a mass shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday.
So there were three deceased individuals at the scene, one of those being the suspect who took his own life.
That sheriff says the suspect was 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore. 11 people are hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
8 people, including 6 kids, are dead after an early morning fire at a Chicago home. The fire broke out at about 4 a.m. yesterday in a 3-story building on the city's west side. Not just Americans, but the world is giving tribute to Senator John McCain, who died over the weekend. John Clemens with one example from the Middle East.
The long-serving legislator and the presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
I'm John Clemens.
The wildfire, making up most of the biggest fire in California history, has now burned over 400,000 acres. Officials say Northern California's ranch fire is only 67% contained. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Playwright Neil Simon, behind so many Broadway hits, including The Odd Couple, Sweet Charity, and Brighton Beach Memoirs, has died at 91. Simon once said his critics could never understand how he, who began his career as a joke writer for Sid Caesar, became such a huge star writing for Broadway.
Because I wrote a play almost every year, 27 plays in 30 years is almost every year, so anyone who writes that many plays, it couldn't be very hard for him.
Simon's family says he died early yesterday of complications from pneumonia while surrounded by loved ones at New York's Presbyterian Hospital. His breakout hit was Come Blow Your Horn in 1961, but he also wrote Prisoner of Second Avenue, Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The Sunshine Boys, Plaza Suite, Chapter 2. They all made him a household name, and some of his Broadway successes were turned into movies. The Odd Couple became a TV series as well. Again, Neil Simon, dead at 91. And Detroit will be honoring Aretha Franklin this week with a number of funeral events. There will be public viewings tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, followed by a free tribute concert. Franklin's funeral will be held on Friday. Aretha Franklin died at her home in Detroit earlier this month after a battle with pancreatic cancer. The Queen of Soul was 76. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.